We are learning Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Dalad Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Yud Dalad Amud Aleph. The Gemara is continuing darshaning this pasuk in Iyov that says, "Asher kumtu v'lo yeis nohar yutzak yisoidam." So the Gemara, "Nachma yitzchak Amar, asher kumtu lebracha." This pasuk is lebracha. It's a bracha. Dechsev elu tamid chachamim lebracha dechsev. This pasuk is lebracha. And what does it mean? What's it referring to? Elu to be the chavim shemekantun atzman al devar Torah v'ayin mazeh. And the Bach puts in the word Shina. It's tamid the chavim who, in this world, they take away some of their sleep. They cut off some of their sleep in order to learn Torah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu megal lehem soid la'olam haba. Hashem is reveals to them the secrets la'olam haba. Shenema nahar yutzak soidam. Soid l'shem of secrets. So asher kumtu v'loyei is someone tamid chacham who takes away his sleep and he learns instead. Then nahar yutzak soidam. Hashem will pour secrets on him. He will get to know the secrets. The secrets will be revealed to him la'olam haba. Omle Shmuel lechia barav bar Urya. Shmuel told Chia the son of Rav, says bar Urya, which means tamid chacham. Let me tell you something that your father used to say, Rav. Let me tell you some of the good memories your father used to say. Rav used to say that every day there are Malachi Asharas created from this river Dinar. But Amri Shira, they sing Shira, Ubatli, and their bottle. They are created to say Tehillah, to say praise, and then they die. It's a new one every day. Chadashim Avakarim, every day a new one. And Tosfos in Daf Gimel Beis explains why do they have to be bottled right away. So Zok Tosfos is very interesting, and this will explain Pshat and Davening. Tosfos says, "Mishum Shiyash Ois." I'm reading your Tosfos last in Daf Gimel Beis, middle Tosfos. "Mishum Shiyash Ois b'Malachim Akavuim Shemamtinim Zel Azel Loim Ashira." The regular Malachim know that they wait for each other to say Shira. The Elu Chadashim, these ones who are brand new, she'ain yoidim hadas, they don't know the etiquette. Maharim l'shoirer, they sing right away. V'nischayvu kliya, and they're chayv misa because of that. So that's what they do, because they don't know, they sing, they don't ask for permission before they sing. That's what we say in the bracha of Yotzer every single morning. What does that mean, you know what it means? That they give reshush to say kedusha, say shira to Hashem, you need reshush. If not, you see, these malachim got the bottle right away. And the Gemara says, a pliga of Shmuel bar Nachmani. This Rav is arguing of Shmuel bar Nachmani. Don't have Shmuel bar Nachmani over here. He said, "Kol diber v'diber shi'yosim pigaris baruchu, nivra v'menu malach echad." Rav Shmuel Nachmani says that the malachim are not created from the Nahar Dinar. They're created from the mouth of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenema v'dvar Hashem shemayim na'asu v'ruach piv kol tzavam. Ruach piv, which means in the ear of the mouth, which means the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol tzavam. All the malachim are created. It comes from every diber of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rav Shmuel says, about Nachmeni, and not from the Nahar Dinah. So they're arguing, Tais speaks out, Shu Oimer, Shu Alachim Nevram, Bedibur, Hamaka, and Veloim, and Nahar Dinah. There's a Turi Evan here who has a question that it's possible both are true. Maybe the ones that are bottled are created from the Nahar Dinah, and the ones that Hashem creates are the ones that last forever. Okay, it's a kasha from the, but Pashto the Gemara learns that from Kol Tzvam, Mizmashma, all Malachim are created from the P of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Rav Shmuel and Nachmeni, and therefore it's Machlekes, the two man the Amr. So tomorrow, Vaita, Koshav Echad Omer, this is a pasuk in Daniel where he's talking about the Shechina, and he says that he saw the Shechina sitting on his kisei, and it says, Levushe kislag chivar usa'ar reshe ka'amar nekei. It says, his levush, kavayach, like Kosh Baruch Hu's clothing is white, like snow, and his hair is like white wool. That's one pasuk. V'chsev is another pasuk. This pasuk Shir Hashirim says Kibutzayisav Taltalam Shchayres Ka'irish. It says that it was black. So what was it? What was the color of the Kosh Baruch Hu's hair? Kav Yachal. Is it white or it's black? And we're like Kasha. Can be Shiva. Kam Mechamva. When is Vishiva? When is taking care of Klai Yisrael, taking care of the world? It's white because the older a person is, this is not a person. It's the Kosh Baruch Hu showing that simon. Is because that older, that's the one you give eitzes, you advise, and that's better when you're a little older. Mechama is better when you're younger. Damamar, ein lecha na bi yeshiva le zaken. Bi yeshiva is good to have a zaken. Ein lecha na bi mechama le bachor. And ein na ela bachor when it comes to mechama, it's bachor. Now, if you look at the Adam Zemiris that we say every Shabbos, there, it's mamash talks about this. It says over there, Himshi lucha b'roiv chesyonis. Hashem, there's a moshel to Hashem, a lot of different looks. V'yechzu ba zichno v'bachros. There's zichno v'bachros, which is old and young. V'saro yishcha b'seva v'shachros. And here is b'seva, which means old v'shachros and young. Zikna b'yom din u'vachros b'yom krov. Zikna b'yom din and vachros b'yom krov. On by kish mecham is alroy by mecham. We want to say these words in Adam's mirrors every Shabbos. Zok tomorrow vayter. Kosev vachar oimer. It says in the pasuk vayter in that same pasuk Daniel in the same pasuk as Astira. On one hand, it's mashma is one kisei. On the other hand, it's mashma there's two chairs, two thrones. It says one part of the pasuk says, which is the end of the pasuk, karsei shavivim dinur. It's a cheer made out of fire. It says karsei loshen yachid. Because vechay ma'adi karsun remov v'atagem yosef. So it says there karsun loshen rabim two cheers. Like kasha echad loy v'echad David. Once for Karis Baruch Hu and one is for David Hamelach. K'detayim into the brayse echad loy v'echad David. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Now, before we do more than argue on this, but before the argue, even Pasha Pshat, what does that mean? That one kisei for Kodesh Baruch Hu, kisei for David? It means it's a remnant of the two type of malchus. There's malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a malchus of this world, Olam Hazeh, which David represents malchus in this world. Omlai Rabbi said, really, Akiva, I must have to oyster Shechina Chol. Until when he's doing this, he's making Shechina Chol, you're comparing like David and Melech for Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's no shaykhis. Ella, the two cheers are Echel Din and Echel Tzedakah. No, it's the two midas of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So one is the Din and one is the Tzedakah. That's what the answer the Rebbe told Rekiva. Question was Rekiva maskim or not? Kiblo Mene, Loi Kiblo Mene. Was Rekiva maskim to Rabbi Yossi's Taina or not? Toshma, the Brisa says Rekiva Taka was maskim. Toshma, Echel Din and Echel Tzedakah to Rabbi Kiva. Rekiva changed his mind and said Echel Din and Echel Tzedakah. But still, Rabbi Lozman Zari didn't like this either. Omle Rabbi Lozman Zari, Akiva, Malach Eitzel Agodah. What are you doing learning Agada? By you, the ikker is klachmud resecha etzel nagam v'alis. Your major bekiyas, of course, on that level, Rabbi Kiva obviously knew Agada very well, but on his level, his expertise was in nagam v'alis. So he said, why are you dashing on Agada? El, we know what it means. It means both by Karas Baruch Hu and both by the same thing. Echad the kisei v'echad shiraf rap. One is for the chair and one's for the footstool. Kisei leishavlov, the chair to sit on, and shiraf rap l'adoyim raglov for his feet. Shenema hashemayim kisi, the sky is my chair, va'oretz adoyim ragloy, and the land is my step stool, my footstool. Akapanim, that's the, we had three pshatim in the echad loy, the two kisei. Either means echad loy v'echad David, or echad adin echad zdaka, or the final pshat, Bozem Azariah says, one's a kisei, one's the shrafraf, which is the footstool. Ki also Rav Dimi, Omar, Shmoyne Esrei Klolis, kill Yishai Yisrael. Yishai had a nevuah of 18 klolis to Klal Yisrael, and Leniskara Daitai, and he did not calm down, Achenemelehem Hamikrazer, until the last klolah was said to him, this pasuk after the 18 klolis, which says, Yer Havu Anar Bezokain, Vanikla Benichbad, that the Nar will be dominating over the Zokin, which the young people will be dominating the Zokin, and the Nikla, the low ones, will be dominating the Nichbad. So until this Pasuk, he is not calm. Why? Like the Marshal explains, this Pasuk is a remez to Seif Hayamim, to Mashiach. So once he heard this Klal, he knew now that the end is near. Mashiach's coming. And the Gemara now is going to bring the Pasuk of all 18 Klalites and then explain each one what it means. Shemoyne Ezek Klolis, my new, what are they? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Hini Odin Hashem, Hashem, Tzavakos, Mesim, Rishlayim, the takeaway from Rishlayim, Yehuda, the Mashain, and the Mishaina, and the Kol Mashain Lechem, and the Kol Mishamayim, and Gibar, the Ishmachama, Shoifet, the Navi, Koisim, the Zokain, Sar Chamishim, Unasuponim, the Yoyet, the Chacham, Charoshim, Nevoin, and Lachash. This is 18 different things we would take away, and those are the klalos. And afterwards, it says in the pasuk, "V'sati na orim sareim v'saludim yimshulubam v'niga sha'am ish v'ish v'ishmareu yurhavo nar bezokim nikla v'nichbad." It could be "V'sati na orim sareim v'saludim yimshulubam." Might be part of the 18, but I didn't count it well. Al kapanim, these are 18 klalos, and now the Gemara is going to go through every single one and explain what they mean. What does that mean? Hashem is going to take away the mashein, the mashein lechem. What does that mean? Zok to Gemara means like this: Mashein Elu Balei Mikra. Those are people who know the Kisvei Kodesh. They're going to be taken away from Klai Yisrael, which is a terrible tzara. Then Mishena Elu Balei Mishta. Those are people who learn Mishnayos, who knew Mishnayos, go and read them in Tamei V'Chaverav, and they had a lot of Mishnayos. We lost all that. One said he had 600 Sidrei Mishnah, 700 Sidrei Mishnah, and we lost all that. Now, Mepharshim speak out, we didn't lose the dinim of that. Just our Mishnayos is a concise version of those 600 Sidrei, which is not so clear. If anyone ever tried to learn Mishnayos, they'll see Mishnayos is very cryptic and very hard to learn. But before that, they had 600 Star Mishnayos, and that obviously explained them much, much better, and they had a much more clear. So that was lost. That was the second thing. The third thing was Kol Mishin Lechem Ela Bali Talmud. Those are the people learning Gemara. The Gemara means they for you answer the steers in the Mishnayos. Shenema, how do we know that Gemara means Lechem Mishin Lechem? Shenema Lachu Lachmu Balachmi V'Shu B'Yeni B'Yem Mesachti. So you see, for this pasuk, this is talking about going mechamas otayra. So you see that the Talmud is called lechem. Then goes weiter. What's the next thing? The fourth thing. Chol mishin mayim. Eli bale agada. Why is it called mayim? Shemayishchem libay shel adam kemayim ba'agada. Because it's mayishch a heart of a person like agada. What's a gibar? That's the fifth one. A gibar is a bal shmuis. That's someone who has a mesora on how to paskin on all the halakas. All the halachas, he has Rashi says, Shom halachas psuka is merabayis, so v'shkura is befiv. So we lost that. We lost all the person of Baal Nur, Baal Shmuz. The sixth one, v'ish mechama, zeh sheyedeh lisav lita mecham tushal teira. He could reach the psak din through pilpul. He doesn't need a mesaira. He could read, learning the sugya himself, he could reach the psak. And that we lost also. Shayfet zedayin, shadon dayin dinamis, the dayin who does the dinamis. That was the seventh one, lamita. Shadon dinamis, lamita. The eighth one is Navi, Kamashmar, who lost the Navim. The ninth one is Kaisim, Zem Melech. Shenema Kaisim al Sifse Melech. It means someone who could figure out things. That's what a Kaisim means. He could figure out, he has like a divine spirit, he could figure out things. So that's what usually means Kaisim. And a Melech also has that, but Melech has a natural way, because the way a Melech works is he could find things out much quicker, because people tell him things. He finds things out. And that's why it's referring to the Melech, who lost the Melech. Zakin Zesh Royal Yeshiva. That is someone who you could take an eitzah and call Divrei Chachma, Rashi says. He's someone you can ask anything and will know. He's someone who knows everything. Sar Chamishim is the 11th one. We lost the Sar Chamishim. What does that mean? Atikri is a tup shatim. Atikri Sar Chamishim, el Sar Chumashim. Zesh yedei lisa v'litim v'chamishim chumashitara. He could handle in the chamishim chumashitara. I'm going to ask me, you already said, the first one was Mashain meant Bali Mikra, good Kashmash. The Targum is like this, that there's a difference. One knew the ksav, the script of the Torah, and the other one knew the amkus, the depth of the Torah. So this is going on someone who knew the lisa of elite, and he can handle the chamish chumash Torah. That was the 11th one, I think. So it's totally the 11th one. No, pshat and sar chamishim is, davaka, sar chamishim gravo, the ravo, mekan, sheima, midim, and turgum, and al tzir, papas, mechamishim shana. That someone who's in the darshan, the Talmud Chacham, you don't appoint for him a maturgaman, which is a derech kavod, which meant he was already a level of a very big rav. You only gave him a maturgaman after 50 years old, and they didn't have any of those anymore. Even the 50-year-olds, no 50-year-olds who were ready to be tamid chacham anymore at that time. So you lost all those. The 12th one's a supanim, which means the supanim means that he's chashuv enough that people will respect him, and people will then defer to him. The supanim zeshin noisim panim l'dayrei, that because of him the whole dar will defer for the whole dar bavure because of him. Lamaila in shemayim, who makes the bad things are deferred, or we get all these good things? Well, who's chus going Rabbi Chaim ben Daisa? Like for example, Rabbi Chaim ben Daisa, when he was alive, the whole world got mezainus for him. That's an example on the supanim. Is respect the person who the whole world gets the deferred for him. Lamata could go Rabbi Vol be Kaiser. Example of someone who had respect by the government in this world. That was Rabbi Vol, who would be Kaiser. They maxim very big. Yoyetz is the next one. 13th one is Yoyetz. Sheyedei la'avir shanim kvei chadashim. He could be kvei chadashim. He's smart enough to make the calendar. V'chacham, which is the 14th. Correct me if I'm wrong when I get the wrong number. 14th is chacham. Zet ha'man ha'machim es rabbeisav. That is someone who's a Talmud who makes his rabbeim smarter by asking them questions and good questions. A good Talmud is indispensable for a rabbi. He has good questions and makes it clear. Charoshim. We're going to be missing Charoshim. I think this is now the 15th or 16th. I lost track. Charoshim. It's 15th. Charoshim. B'shosh be'seach b'divrei Torah hakol nasim Charoshim. Everyone lands being quiet when he starts saying divrei Torah. Everyone's quiet. That is someone who could, when he hears the divrei Chachma, he understands davar tekdava. That's 16. 17 is Lachash. Zesh royal limshal divrei Torah shenivu Lachash. He's enough, he's a choshev Talmud, who you could teach the secrets of Torah. And they're going to lose those also. And the 18th kalos v'sati na'arim sorayim. We're going to put, as leaders, the na'arim, the young children. What does this na'arim mean? It means young children. What does it mean? It means like this: they are shook and half a mitzvah. They're empty from mitzvahs. V'talulim yimshulubam, and the litzanim will be moishel over them. Our papa by Yaakov tali bnei tali. Talulim is lashon of a fax. They're gonna be a fax, the son of faxes, which means they'll be sly like a fax or weak like a fax. But Yeshaya was still not calm. This passage, Yeruvu and Arba Zokin, that the Nar will domineer the Zokin. What does that mean? Yerahavu, they'll domineer over Misha Mulam Mitzvah. The people who have no mitzvahs, the people who are mamish, ratzim, and don't do any mitzvahs, they are going to be leaders and be dominant over the tzaddikim. Vanikla vanichvad yavoy misha chamuros demezol of kalis. People who chamuros are demezol of kalis. Veyiravu misha kalis demezol of chamuros. They're going to domineer over the ones who kalis are like chamuros. So this is pshat in the pasuk, which talks about the terrible things that will happen b'shas the churban. Now, just to speak out before, the Gemara said that there were five things someone has to have in order to hear the Divrei Merkava, Maisa Merkava, and it says Chamish Dvarim Sar Chamishim Nesu Panim. The Gemara of Yigimam Ralat Sar Chamishim Nesu Panim VeYoyitz VeChacham Charoshim VeNavoin Lachash. And the kasha is that Lachayra it's more than five things. The Fiyar Gemara says that's seven things. So therefore, you have to go back there. Maybe change the gears to there. It's a whole tumult because here it's a vuyah that Navoin Lachash is two things. What Navoin Lachash and Chacham Charoshim are both two things. We just said Chacham is one thing, Charoshim is another thing, and Navoin is one thing and Lachash is another thing. So that's a horror on the Gemara before. So the Gemara Vayta, Omer Rav Ketina, even b'shas, the downfall of Yerushalayim, the people who say truth were still around. People still said the truth. We're saying, trying to say a shvach, a praise to the time of the Churban, even though they were mamish in so low state, still they were still Bali Amana. They were honest. Shneima, because the pasuk is like this. Kiyitves Ishbach, in that time, in time when Yishlayim was Mincharev, a person would grab his brother, Beis Aviv, some from his family, says, Simla Lecha. He would tell a person to go over to Reb Ruvein. They would go over to Ruvein. Simla Lecha. You, we'll see what Simla means. You are like a Simla. Katzim Tiyalanu. Be for us a leader. So what does that mean, Simla Lecha? You are a Simla. Devarim Shemnei Odom Eskasim Kesimla. Yesha Tachas Yedecha. You know things that people hide, which means like this. If someone is asked the shaila and he doesn't know, he tries to get away. He tries to get away from it. He says, yeah, I can't talk to you now, I don't know. So then he hides it under his clothing. But similar lecha, you have it, you know the answer. They told him, went up to this guy, Reuven, he said, you know how to learn, you know halacha, please be our leader. And it says, Vaita, v'amachshela hazois, you know also, hamachshela, what does machshela mean? Ma'amachshela hazois, dvarim she'im de'adam o'inleim o'keim nichshel behem. Those are things that people only chap after they make a mistake, which means halacha, sometimes you have to make a mistake before you know it. So they went over to the Reb Ruvein and said, you're like a simlo, you're machshela, yesh tachas yedecha, you have all these things, you could be a rafas. But he's going to answer like this, Reb Ruvein's going to answer like this, yisa b'yem hu leimar, loy eye chayvish, I am not someone who sits in the Beis Medrash, uv beisi and in my house, which means I don't know any Torah, ain't lechem, ain't simla. Don't put me a leader over the am. Now the Gemara explains what's behind this pasuk. Yisa ain't yisa lashon shvuah. Yisa lashon shvuah. Shnema loisisa shem akecha lashav. So he's saying, first of all, I'm swearing. I don't know. I'm swearing. I've never been masmid. Or beisi ain't lechem ain't simla. Shem biyadi. I don't have my hand. Like mikra of the mishnah. Like talmud. I don't know chumash. I don't know mishnayis. I don't know Gemara. So what do you see in this pasuk? They want to make Reuven into the Rav of this huge shul, 800 members. And he says, I don't know anything. I never learned. I don't know. Look how honest he is. You see, in the time of Kishleim Shishlaim, he was so honest. Right, the Gemara Kasha, maybe he's not so honest, just he's a little scared. They're going to ask him the first week, the Shaila, you know, what broccoli you make out of rice cake? He's going to go, let me see Rabbi Simcha Bunim's books. I'm not sure. So therefore, maybe that's why. But Dilma Shani Hassam, the Amma Lahu Gemrinna Amma Le Ema Lon. Okay, teach us, you know, tell us, you know. You know how to learn, so tell us the answer. That's why. Maybe he's not honest. He's scared. The pastor, he didn't want to say. He knows, he doesn't know it. So Gemara says, no, you're right, but he didn't have to say that he never learned. That he didn't have to say. He didn't have to be so honest. So, Havli Meima Gomar Vashach. He just said, yeah, when I was in yeshiva, I was the best guy. I knew the whole thing cold. That's what he said. He didn't say that. He says, I was never a masmid. That he didn't have to say. So you see, he was honest. Maila Eichhoivish, like Eichhoivish Klal. I was never in the Bis Medrash. So we're saying that there were Balei Amana in the time of Churban Yishlaim. Frank Mar Eini, Vama Rava, Lechor Yishlaim Ach Pasuk and Balei Amana. Rava says a different thing, that Yishlaim was only Chorav when there was no people of truth anymore. Shinema Shaitu Bechutz Yishlaim, Ru'u Na'ud U, look around every street, the picture of Chorav Yisaha, Im Timtzu Ish. If you find one person, Yesh Oysa Mishpat, Mevakesh Amun of Esachla. It says in this Devua, that Hashem says, find me one Balei Amana, and I'll mechapa for them. I'll forgive them. So you see, he couldn't find any Balei Amana. So it's a stira. Like Kasha, Mars is not Shver, like Kasha. Ha, but Divrei Torah, the Masa Matam. Divrei Torah, Hayu. Divrei Torah, they were honest people, said they never learned. The Masa Matam, Lo Hayu. Masa Matam, there was no one left who was honest, Bashas, Churban, Yerushalayim.